Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Nancy Hogan, County Coordinator, and we're talking about a grant that Marion County was recently awarded. Can you explain to us a little bit what the grant was for, Nancy?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me and showing an interest in this. The funds are awarded through the Emergency Food and Shelter National Board Program. They've been around for many, many years. It used to be called FEMA. Marion County has received this money, I believe, since about 1986, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Every year it's a little different because the amount Marion County receives is based on the poverty level within the county. So it does vary every grant time that it rolls around. Okay. This year's grant is $5,086, and that's to supplement emergency food and shelter programs in the county. People who are applying have to meet all the guidelines that are listed in the press release, and there is a deadline Friday, February 7th at 4 o'clock. Any people that feel they meet these guidelines and might be interested can contact me.
Okay.
And I'll give them all the paperwork that's needed.
Okay. What types of things would people maybe need that might apply for this funding?
Well, it has to be, of course, an organization, a nonprofit organization who is capable of providing all of these programs. I, for instance, myself will be applying to help people with emergency rents and utilities and also to help supplement our emergency food vouchers.
Okay. Can you kind of outline the importance of this type of program to Marion County specifically?
Well, with all the funding cuts right now in a lot of different grants, this is, somewhere in the county will get this money, so it's real important, and mm-hmm. it's there to help low-income residents of the county.
Okay. Any idea on how far $5,086 can go, just to kind of have a base understanding?
Well, first of all, with this grant, you have to choose a program spending end date. And I believe we've got until June 30th to spend this money.
Okay.
I personally, anytime I've ever received this money, have never had a problem spending it. And it depends on when it's granted also.
Okay.
By the time all the paperwork is done and the Emergency Food and Shelter National Board decides who gets the money, it could be the middle of February or the end of February before we even get any money, whoever it's chosen to get it. And it is very important to the county, like I said, with some of the other programs being cut, it's good to have this money.
Sure. What types of programs have been cut that this might help supplement or replace even?
Well, at one time it was a 3-year grant where we could help people with rent and utilities. And that program has ended. So that was a loss of funding for those two things that people need help with.
Okay.
And a lot of the other programs, the money just gets less all the time.
Sure.
So
less to go around to more places.
Right. Right. Right.
Okay. Some of our listeners are listening and they would like to apply, can you explain how they would do that?
Well, like I said, it is for agencies to apply. This award is not for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And they just need to read through the qualifications and see if they qualify. And if they have any questions, they can call me and we'll get out the book and take a look and see.
Okay.
It's pretty detailed.
Probably required different requirements.
Oh, yes.
All kinds
yes.
of requirements for that. Okay. So any agency or organization, nonprofit, correct? Has
yes.
to be a nonprofit, right? Okay. Is there anything else specifically you'd like our listeners to know regarding the program itself or the funding?
Like I said, any agency that's a nonprofit and meets all the guidelines is welcome to apply.
Okay.
And once again, there is a deadline, and that's Friday, February 7th at 4 p.m.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest Nancy Hogan, County Coordinator, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at kniakrls.com.